Hi, I'm Tim Kelly, and I'm founder of Premier Radio Networks and a close personal friend of Big Ron O'Brien. As a matter of fact, Big Ron used to call my wife Evelyn and I Mom and Dad, and I used to call him Large Ralph. We worked at over 8 radio stations together over our checkered careers. And he was fond of saying he's in the twilight of a mediocre career. I never got to the twilight part, but I was absolutely a Big Ron fan. And we worked in Los Angeles and Boston and Washington and Chicago together, Denver, many places, and had many, many great times. I'll tell a quick story. One of my favorite Big Ron stories, and I did this earlier in the tribute, was we used to get each other jobs because we were unemployed a lot. That was kind of our deal. And I got him a gig with my good friend Harry Nelson was programming WRKO in Boston, and Harry hired me, and so I brought Ron up, got him to come up talk to Harry, and they liked each other, and Harry hired him, and so he came up to WRKO in Boston. When we were on CFL together, it's 7 o'clock at the Voice of Labor. And Ron used to love to do that top of the hour ID. So remember his first night on the air, he came on, and WRKO was owned by RKO General, which is a rubber company, tire company. So Ron cracks the mic, first thing goes off the ID, goes off, it's 6 o'clock at the Voice of Rubber. and I watch Nelson turn white and go charging up the hall. And I say, well, welcome to the wonderful world of Big Ron. Okay, Nelson wants to jump in here. Here we go.
Yeah, let me follow up. I'm sitting in my office, and I hear him call the station that I had worked hard, slaved over as a program director, the Voice of Rubber. And I jump up from my desk, and I start to go down to the studio and kick his little ass. And then I start laughing. And I go, it's the Voice of Rubber.
Why not?
But, for all of us, like Tim, Dude Walker, who's here today, all of us who have spent all these years in top 40 radio and honing our craft in top 40 radio and loving this format, Ron O'Brien is the poster boy for that. He's the poster boy for all of us who love being top 40 disc jockeys. God rest his soul. He was absolutely amazing.